Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
An unprecedented snapshot in history. The first mugshot of a former American president, Donald Trump, surrendering at the Fulton County Jail for his alleged role in trying to subvert the 2020 election in the state of Georgia.
I'm not going to be able to live with myself if I don't say this. It's not an unprecedented mugshot in history. It's a mugshot unprecedented in history. Write your copy better. Anyway, so it's a fierce photo. I mean, you have to acknowledge, like, it clearly, okay, this is not like the standard photographer at the Fulton County Jail who just happens to photograph these people in the most perfect poses ever.
Like, have you noticed they all have the same?
Yeah, the kind of that looking, like they're looking up at you as their heads are sort of tilted forward in a very stern sort of kind of way. Yeah. You're like, I mean,
they look tough.
I don't know what the particular arrangement here was, but it strikes me as a pure civilian on these matters and not an expert that somebody was consulting on the photo. Like, you think that was just like one take, perfect. It seems unlikely to me, but, you know, that's fine. That's fine.
And I'm going to say this. Trump looks like the Grinch a little bit. Don't you think next time they show that photo, take a look.
Right before he slides down the mountain to steal the toys.
I don't think that's...
That's not the comparison.
Okay. That's not the comparison. I'm just saying, the next time you see it.
One of the interesting things here is that he's out on bail, right? You know, about $200,000 or something. But one of the conditions of his bail is that he not threaten, harass, intimidate any of the potential witnesses in the case. And, of course, he's been, he says what he says on social media. Right. And he's never overtly, I think, threatened people like that. But there's certainly this kind of harsh treatment comments about people that could be interpreted that way. And so one of the open questions is, well, what if he, according to the judge, doesn't follow the parameters of those restrictions? Could he then have his bail revoked and actually have to go to jail? Because, you know, if he's not obeying the conditions of his pretrial release, then he'd have to serve time basically in this county jail. Alan Dershowitz says, yeah, this is an open question right now.
Can they threaten revocation of bail if he says things that he believes helps his campaign, but which the authorities believe may endanger the neutrality of his case? That is a very difficult and delicate balance to strike.
And right, because he's running for president, which of course cannot be forgotten in the midst of all of this, he has robust speech protections. You know, he has protections anyway, just being a citizen. But you might say he has the mostest protections for free speech, for anything that he wants to say in defense of his campaign and the advocacy of a political, because that's like core First Amendment speech. Like, you might think that, speech about politics, I don't know, if you didn't know much about the First Amendment, you might think, well, is speech about politics all that important? That's the most important. Like, you know, that and religion, those are the two things that the founders were like, protect this stuff. And so, you know, bickering about which pretzel is the best or, you know, who's got the tastiest French fries, it happens to be protected, but nobody cares. I mean, not really. That's not the important stuff. The important stuff is exactly political speech and religious speech, in this case, political speech. So if he's, making campaign speeches, rallies, and he's talking about what he believes to be a political hit against him through all of these various legal tactics, and he's using that as a way of talking about why the system is corrupt and the deep state is out to get him and why you should support him and believe in him. I mean, that's all core protected speech, clearly. Whether you believe it's right or not, that is protected speech. So if that stuff spills over into details about this particular case that the judge deems to be violations of his pretrial release, you see where the problem comes in, right? Is that protected speech or is that a jailable violation of his release conditions? Were those release conditions even constitutional? I mean, you could easily see the Supreme Court having to get involved in a question like this if the judge deems him to have violated those principles. And, of course, President Trump, when he came out after the release, after he made bail.
What has taken place here is a travesty of justice. We did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Just standard for him. That's basically what he's been saying all along. 7:15 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And good news is we're still not showing any slowdowns right now. It should be good to go wherever you are. We took a look at downtown earlier. Taking a look in Milton, Berry Hill, Dogwood Drive, Hamilton Bridge Road. All clear. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you're working on a home repair project, a remodel maybe you're tackling for the first time, or maybe you like build things for a living, you're a pro in this environment, Pensacola Hardware. Listen, they will help anybody. And of course, you know, they can give you the stuff that you need. And especially if you're a pro, like, you know, you build stuff for a living and you go to them because, you know, you go to the store and you need something, like, all right, we'll get it to you in a day. Pensacola Hardware will not take them a day. They will have it in stock. And literally, I tell you this, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Because they know. They have been doing this for so long. The oldest business in the entire state of Florida since 1851. They've been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola. And they know what you're going to need. They know what the codes are. They know how to install it. They know probably who the building inspectors are. And they can help you make sure that you do it properly. And no, they won't have to order it. Because they know you're going to need it. So they have it on hand. Like, that's the kind of service you get. And the expertise of people who really live and breathe construction. And know how to do it well. So whether you just need a little bit of advice on how to, you know, I don't know, fix a wall socket or, you know, do some kind of basic reconstruction of a cabinet or something like that. Or whether you really build things for a living, they will help you with it. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Work, kids, finances, your life has lots of moving parts. Let Gulf Winds help you keep them all moving forward. Our free digital banking tools make it easy for busy bill payers to manage the day-to-day. Our simple applications and low loan rates get mommy chauffeurs on the road fast. And our free accounts and low fees put extra cash in pockets so weekend warriors can have a splash more fun. We're here for you and everyone, living life to the fullest. How can we move you forward? See all the ways at GoGulfWinds.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
More news, more talk with Markley Van Kevin Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ocean Man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand. Ocean Man, the voyage to the corner of the globe is a real trip.
Good morning. 7:19 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It's the weekend, therefore we are talking to Dave Greenwood. He is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He oversees all the lifeguards and keeps you and our visitors safe. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. What are we looking at for conditions this weekend?
Conditions, well, surf looks like it'd be fairly calm, moderate risk probably. Right now we're starting off the yellow flag, and we'll reevaluate as we go throughout the day. However, the one factor that people have to remember is it's going to be extremely hot. Heat is going to be an issue out here, so plan accordingly. You know, drink plenty of fluids, make sure you keep your electrolytes up, and just, you know, it'll be a nice beach day, but it'll be hot.
And I know you and I have talked about this before, but it's one of those things that, you know, people don't think about it and then it catches them by surprise. And sometimes you guys have to get involved. In fact, the work that your lifeguards have been doing has as much to do with heat recently as it has to do with surf issues, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We did have a red flag going into Monday, but that was just, you know, all a result of Harold in the Gulf of Mexico, because anytime we have a low pressure system in the Gulf of Mexico, you know, it'll churn up surf for us, but it's fairly calm right now. But however, just again, the one environmental factor we have to consider going into the weekend is extremely high temperatures. Heat is going to be an issue out here.
And also, I mean, you know, just we've seen it begin to be more of a risk of development, but it might be, you know, middle of the week, we might start to see more agitated surf with this, whatever it's going to be, coming out of Honduras, right?
Yes, that's something we're keeping our eyes on right now.
Very good. The last question for you, I'm just kind of curious. My wife and I were talking about this the other day. Now with the kids back in school, is the beach as busy on the weekends as it has been? Has that kind of died down just a little bit anyway?
Well, we don't like to use "died" in our.
I apologize. Has it has it alleviated? Has the
down,
high
has
volume of use alleviated?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. And also during the weekdays too. And with that comes lifeguard reduction, because, you know, our lifeguards are, most of them are students too,
right?
And they're in school also.
Very good. No, that's a great reminder. They're back in college, a lot of them, or at least they have back to school schedules that you have to accommodate now as well. So it's good that those things go hand in hand. Dave Greenwood, he is our Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, thanks so much for the update, sir. I'll talk to you again next week, and I appreciate the work you do keeping us all safe and informed and correcting me on my inappropriate use of language.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I look forward to talking to you next Friday.
All right, Dave. Thanks so much. 722 on News Radio 92.3. Goonies never say die. See? You just got
to. You're not supposed to.
You just got to learn your language lessons.
I didn't know Dave Greenwood was a Goonie. That's cool. I wonder where his chunk is. I could be the chunk.
Dave.
Shuffle, shuffle.
A different Dave.
Shuffle,
David
shuffle.
Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David.
Hey, David.
Well,
David,
the world
stuck me in a tin can there for a moment.
I'm sorry.
Out of the can.
I tend to do that.
Come up out of the can, Dave.
The world's biggest tech companies have to follow a sweeping new European law that takes effect today. The EU's Digital Services Act is adding restrictions to everything from social media moderation to targeted advertising and counterfeit goods and e-commerce. This will apply to a lot of the big companies: Amazon, Apple, Google, Meta, Microsoft, all of those. The work of the late Congressman John Lewis being recognized by the post office. USPS officials have now announced a forever stamp paying tribute to his legacy. He's known for organizing sit-in protests at segregated lunch counters in Nashville during the civil rights movement. And these new stamps will feature his name and likeness. They'll be for sale across the country. There's a suspect in custody, Andrew. For allegedly leaving a possible exploding toilet bomb at a shopping mall in Los Angeles.
I didn't do it. Nobody saw me do it. You can't prove anything.
Where were you yesterday? Police say shoppers had to be evacuated from a mall in Glendale on Thursday night after a toilet was left outside of a movie theater. There was reportedly a note that suggested the toilet itself was actually a bomb.
Oh my God.
But the good news is the toilet did not explode. There was nothing in the toilet. It was an empty toilet.
Well, I mean, if we've learned anything from Lethal Weapon, we know that really a toilet bomb's not all that dangerous.
Yeah, he took his hand. They were fine.
I mean, I guess that was the bathtub, but still. I mean, David, you're an expert in these matters. Would you, you know, if somebody threatened
why
to turn a...
Why do you think I'm an expert in exploding toilets? Who have you been talking
not
to?
Not exploding toilets, exploding things, you know, and so...
Oh, okay,
you know,
exploding things.
It seems to me like
the
porcelain
expert.
Would be relatively structurally, you know, sound, would tend to contain the blast, perhaps... Shove it upwards. If I'm thinking about the structure of a toilet, you tell me though. Am I wrong? Am I reading this wrong?
Well, toilets are, you know, they're porcelain. I would think that they would blow apart
it's
fairly
shard.
Easily. Yeah, okay. Create right. A lot of shrapnel,
maybe
a lot of toilet shrapnel.
Maybe
hey,
I am
we're
thinking
a news
about
station.
This wrong.
We should we try it here? Nobody comes in until 8.
I feel like you know, some kind of promotion night.
We've got
at the
an extra bathroom. We'll just pull
here.
The toilet out. Mythbusters in the parking lot.
Thank you.
We'll figure it all out.
This is such a good show.
We'll have answers by 8.
This is where you get informative, local, and dependable news. Answers by 8. Video soon. All right.
I just got sick again.
What's the thrust of the explosion? David, thanks so much for the update. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
There is something new, and it doesn't look like a roadblock of it. It's the good news. Pine Forest and 9 Mile, super busy intersection anyway, but there's a hit-and-run crash. Now, it's saying there's not a roadblock, and I'm not seeing one at this time, but certainly use caution there because it is a busy intersection, and but some side streets, certainly. The only other congestion I'm seeing is maybe people being dropped off at school. And that's it. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we switched websites this week, and we are having real issues getting the podcast loaded to the website. No, and I'm just telling people because I'm getting the text.
Oh,
and
I didn't
like,
mean dude
your...
you. I just meant dude in general.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
man,
we're the podcast. I'm like, we're trying.
I've got them saved. I've got everything labeled and ready to go, and I'm just trying to learn a new system that doesn't.
So for now,
option.
It's back to the good old days when you didn't have a VCR for your radio, you know, mm-hmm. when you just have to listen to the show.
Or your award submissions, which is killing
we'll
me.
Get to that.
But
well,
that's
no.
okay. I've got everything saved. But hopefully they'll be up soon. And by next week, we'll have all of last week's shows.
Absolutely.
And then, like we were, like right after the show's done. Boom.
Hey, if you've got a BMW, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, you know, good quality, high-end imports, you know, these cost you more to get. They do not have to cost you more to maintain. You can take them to Bobby Likas Auto Service. They take care of those cars all the time. You don't have to go to the dealership, which is, if it's in Mobile, that's a drive, that's time, that's more money. You can go to Bobby Likas, take care of your zip-zop, no problem. Domestics, same thing. They don't only work on imports. They work on anything, including your diesel engines, which is not something everybody likes to do, but they do. It's a little different, but they work on those, no problem. The website, if you want to read more about them or check them out, carclinicservice.com. And the idea there is like a healthcare clinic for your car where you prevent the problems before they become big problems. You know, see them more frequently so you don't have to see them unexpectedly, which is always the high cost items. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Oh, somebody sent me this and I shared it to our Facebook page. It's cute. It's funny. It came from the Kennesaw Police Department. And it's an overhead shot of a roundabout. And it shows you some cars at various kinds of decision points.
Sure.
And if you read it, it's got one which is a car A is entering and there's a car coming around the roundabout at him. Sure. So what do? Well, you yield. That car is yielding properly. If it enters now, it'll cause a crash. Good note. Car B has nobody coming to the left so they can go. And it says, and they're doing, mm-hmm. this car is entering properly. There's no one to yield to. And then it's got car C. Now, car C has nobody coming from the left. And there's open space to the right because there's no cars near them. And but he's stopped.
Sure.
Stopped, waiting. This car is yielding to nobody for no reason because the driver thinks it has to yield if any car is in the circle anywhere. False.
That's right.
Exactly false. Well, then, of course, right behind car C is car D. And it says, car D, this car hates car C.
Yeah, right? That's how I feel every day on the way to work. I don't have a roundabout. But, you know.
Oh, I love it. That's so funny. And then, of course, everybody's on there. Burrito roundabout sucks. We know. We know. It's been some problems.
You should see Fort Walton Beach.
Oh,
I mean, because there are tons of roundabouts. Yeah. It makes you anxious if you've never driven through one.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, whew. Thank God.
437-1620. Oh, you know, one of the biggest news stories of the week that really got buried underneath the Trump surrendering for the, you know, the staged mugshot, which is fine. And, you know, all the issues with the debate and all of that is India became the fourth country to land on the lunar surface.
Isn't that amazing?
That's, you know, just quick check so you can understand the significance of this event. Which country has the most people on the planet?
India?
It's India. Yes, they passed China within the last year. Yeah, they're right. They're both over, 1.4 billion? They're about 100,000 ahead now is the estimate or something like that.
That's a lot of people.
But it's a lot. Yeah, they have more people than China.
I wonder if they're trying to scam us all the time.
So, ouch.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Or do fantastic tech support.
1,000,000%
In a sometimes heavier than expected accent.
Sometimes, yeah, sure.
Four countries, the United States, Russia, although not Russia, actually USSR. Russia has only successfully crashed into the moon recently. China and India have successfully landed on the moon. 28 landing missions, 6 that carried humans along with it, if you believe in that, and I do. And just 140 moon missions. That seems like a lot. That's total. That's everything, including crashes, landing, orbiting, flybys, all of that kind of stuff. 7:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, did you see the new Winnie the Pooh sketch that came out?
No.
Oh, it's so great.
The Blood Red Moon? Oh, okay.
No, good. I guess it's actually like the same as one of the sketches from in the book, but they found an additional version of it, and somebody's, you know, backseat middle on the hump, buried underneath the couch cushions in the attic kind of thing.
Yeah.
And now it's up for auction. $300,000.
Ooh.
I mean, I love Winnie the Pooh. I love the Winnie the Pooh books. I'm probably not paying $300,000 for it. Just saying. I'd rather have 2/3 of a house in Pensacola.
Yes, right?
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Donald Trump spent enough time at the Fulton County Jail in Georgia for fingerprints and a mugshot charge with 18 others in a vast conspiracy allegedly connected to the 2020 election results in that state.
He has to juggle the court dates associated with four criminal cases in D.C., Florida, Manhattan, and Georgia. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has proposed an October 23rd trial date for all the defendants in this Georgia case.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Trump expected to plead not guilty next month at his official arraignment. That from Fox News Digital. Five more defendants turning themselves in overnight. Down power lines, severe thunderstorms racing through mid-Michigan.
Alpine Township, Plainfield Township, Grand Rapids Township are the hardest hit communities in our area.
Kent County Sheriff's Sergeant Eric Bruner with that update. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. The suspect in this week's fatal shooting at the Mugs and Jugs bar on Scenic Highway will stay in jail with no bond. Christian Ketchup is accused of knocking Tierra Binion out cold and shooting her 7 times in the parking lot. Her mother says Tierra was not a threat to him at the time.
Out cold, not conscious. There was no reason to take it even further, you know what I'm saying, and then take her life. I just can't see. I have no understanding of that at all.
And Ketchup is now due back in court September 15th. He'll be charged with second-degree murder. His girlfriend, Rachel DeRise, also faces a battery charge related to this case, and prosecutors say DeRise and Binion were fighting when Ketchup punched Binion, knocking her out, then shot her as she laid unconscious in the parking lot. Ketchup later turned himself into deputies. The court battle continuing today over the Confederate monument that was removed from a park in downtown Pensacola in 2020. Attorneys representing the city and the Ladies Memorial Association have a hearing this afternoon to determine whether the city should be held in contempt for removing the statue.
The city jumped the gun. Judge Burgosh had ordered the city not to obscure the cenotaph, which they did by wrapping it with the blue tarpaulin and putting up a fence.
And that is attorney Dave McAllister. He talked with Channel 3, says the city violated a restraining order first issued by a state judge. That order was eventually lifted by a federal judge who also dismissed the case. However, then an appellate court ruled the federal court didn't have jurisdiction. The case came back to the state. Ultimately, the plaintiffs want that Confederate monument to be returned to the park at the top of Palafox. Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office says they're looking for 2 people on felony aggravated battery charges after a giant brawl. Apparently this happened on Crab Island last month. Sheriff Eric Aiden says 34-year-old Odell Brown from Georgia and 30-year-old Teravian Miller from Mississippi are being asked to turn themselves in.
It's not any kind of secret that there's a lot of things that go on Crab Island that are either illegal or should be illegal activities, such as smoking marijuana, copious amounts of alcohol being consumed. And when you have those things and the combination of those things together, long, dehydrated people out in the sun that feel invincible, then sometimes people just seem to go to that next level.
And Miller allegedly hit a man in the head with a liquor bottle. Brown accused of stabbing that same victim along with somebody else. Anybody with information on those 2 people is encouraged to contact the sheriff's office. State Representative Michelle Salzman is planning to push for term limits for county commissioners. This is according to a report from Studio 850. She's filed a joint resolution that would limit commissioners to 8 years. In a statement to Studio 850, Salzman says Floridians have been asking for term limits for a while, and she fully supports them at all levels of government. Well, right over across the state line, another case of the fatal Eastern equine encephalitis disease has now been confirmed in Baldwin County. Alabama health officials say a horse recently tested positive for the rare mosquito-borne disease. Two people then tested positive for the virus, including one young girl who tragically passed away this week. And officials say that EEE is much more severe than West Nile virus. Its death rate is at about 90%. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic with Candy.
All right, watching an accident. This is Pine Forest and 9 Mile Road. Now, again, I'm still not showing a roadblock in that area, which is good. It says no roadblock, so be careful there. As you know, pretty busy intersection, but it looks like it has been moved off to the side. And again, the only other congestion I'm seeing is near schools as people are being let out to go to class. 437-1620. If you have those traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing a hot, humid day today with temperatures near 98 degrees, 20% chance of a stray shower, low tonight near 79 degrees. Going to be staying warm through the weekend, Saturday high near 101 degrees, 20% chance of rain, Saturday night temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Sporting Weather Center.
And it is 80 degrees right now in Pensacola. It's 80 in Gulf Breeze, 78 in Milton, and the heat index right around 90 all across the area right now. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Wireless carrier T-Mobile plans to cut 5,000 jobs, or about 7% of its workforce. The layoffs will come over the next 5 weeks and impact T-Mobile workers across the country, especially those working in corporate and back office roles, as well as some technology positions. Retail and customer service teams will not be part of the cuts. More than 71,000 people work for T-Mobile on a full or part-time basis at the end of 2022. A large hotel owner is taking over Manhattan's famed Gramercy Park Hotel, with plans to reopen the shuttered property and restore it as a boutique luxury hotel. MCR Hotels has acquired the lease to the property, which was foreclosed on last year. The Wall Street Journal says the 200-room hotel is slated to reopen in about 2 years as a five-star property. On Wall Street, futures are higher after stocks closed sharply lower yesterday. The Dow Industrials dropped 373. That's Your Money Now.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmoor Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus, the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmoor Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmoor Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by VinCentric. See dealer for details.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Yes, sir, Mr. Steele.
I think it would have been probably more beneficial would have been just fire the individual that caused the problems. Okay,
the city, wait a minute, hold on, sir.
City clerk, okay, well, the city clerk along with the pitchfork posse and a couple of city council members contributed to the hostile environment. And you can shake your head, Mayor, all you want.
I just don't think it's very professional of you to be so hostile about it.
I'm hostile about it. You're damn right I'm hostile about it because you're using my taxpayer money.
The profanity isn't
necessary. Also, you're interrupting me.
See, what's interesting about this interchange, this is Act 3 now. we're into the third act of this little melodrama. What's interesting is that Mayor Lindsay, who styles herself as sort of the champion of decency and civility, does have a habit of interrupting people she disagrees with and scolding other people for interrupting people when they disagree with them. You know, like, it's kind of weird. Like, earlier in the meeting, you know what? I had kind of put this one clip away. I think I had put this one away, but it kind of illustrates the point that, you know, when other people are sort of interrupting or asking questions, there was this kind of, you know, odd little item that had to do with the facade grant program that's kind of been this, you know, I don't know, just it's this weird little small town fighting issue. And, you know, there's been a lot of questions. Can you get more than one grant? Can you get not more than one grant? All that kind of stuff. This just kind of just proved the point, okay, to show you that, you know, she doesn't like it when people interrupt other people.
So y'all may need to have some more discussion on Mr. Cusack's point if you agree with the principle he's trying to express. Mr. Jarrett, did you have a comment about it you want to share now?
No, I tried to make my comment.
Oh, sorry. That was the clip right after. This is what happens when you try to produce something right on the fly. Here was the clip before that set up where she asked Mac Jarrett.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I've seen stuff where I've seen the same addresses receive multiple grants.
This is Mike Cusack.
And that goes for this and the other grant, too, as well.
Okay, so Councilman Cusack's making a specific recommendation, it sounds like, to limit the program's applicability so that each address only gets one grant per cycle or one grant period.
One grant per location.
One grant per location, correct. Regardless of cycle.
Forever?
Correct.
That's Matt Jarrett.
Like, is there a period of years?
I didn't say forever. You don't need to get...
Mr. Jarrett's not recognized to speak. I'm trying to make sure I understand your point.
I'm asking you a question during our discussion.
Yeah, Mr. Jarrett, if you can just wait a minute. It'd be great.
I would say per cycle.
Okay, so like she gets on other people for interrupting, right? That's, you know, and kind of depending on whether they're with her or not aligned with her on her issues. That's why, you know, when she's interrupting Howard Steele, he's, you know, and he's saying, you're damn right, I'm, you know. Well, I mean, you know, she's interrupting, okay? And this continues.
Okay.
Well, the profanity isn't necessary. And if you're not going to stay in order, if you're not going to be professional,
fine. I'll be professional
then you need
about
to excuse you're
interrupting
yourself.
Me. And if I have to get louder, I have to get louder. And if you want to get uncomfortable, that's fine with me.
I'm not uncomfortable. You're the one making this room uncomfortable because you can't be professional.
You did not fire the city clerk. And the reason why you didn't.
I have no basis to do so.
You included yourself.
Popcorn ready yet, by the way? Popcorn ready.
In keeping the city clerk. Which you knew at that time was causing a hostile work environment.
No, I didn't, sir.
Your personal involvement with the city clerk caused you an unethical situation.
No,
yeah, it did.
You're wrong. You don't.
No,
have
I'm
the
not
facts.
Wrong. And if you want to have
you
a discussion, we can have this discussion. But you're not going to.
If you want to have a discussion outside,
no,
this
we're
meeting,
not.
That's
we're
fine.
Not. No, just like
but
Ms.
I'm not
Farrell,
gonna have a debate with
just,
you.
Just like
you made the assumptions, you've made your conclusions. You don't have the facts. That's it.
Usually you just let people say their piece. Like, that's the way this typically goes. That's actually the kind of the Robert's Rules of Order. I mean, they haven't adopted them, but still, that's typically the way you just let people say their stuff, and not this time.
What do you mean I don't have the facts?
You
created
you
a hostile work environment. Our city attorney already investigated and
that's
determined
just
that
the background,
created a hostile
like, hey,
work
can you let him finish for once, you know? Just let him tell his piece.
And then the very next day, we have a city council member interjecting herself into the staff meeting.
Marilyn Farrell.
So don't tell me that, you know, that it's some mystery how all this has come about.
You know?
It's come about because Mr. Cusack, Mrs. Farrell, and you colluded with members of the public, as far as I'm concerned. Yes, you did.
We didn't. And that, you know,
why is the city clerk going to your home on a Saturday to call the city?
She didn't do that. That's what I'm saying. You don't have the facts. Mm. On Monday the 17th, she did come to my home.
Okay,
yes,
well, it was, I'm sorry, instead of a Saturday, it was a Monday. That makes a big difference.
It does, if you actually knew all the facts.
It's to me, and I do know all the facts, I didn't find that to be that big of a difference, whether they're doing a secret call to Scott Collins when he was in the process of not being the city manager, and whether that was done on a Monday or a Saturday. It's not all that relevant. I mean, you know, did they... It's a fact, but, you know, the point is that they went together to her house to do this thing away from City Hall because of the feeling like, you know, City Hall wasn't the safe place for them to do it. I'm sure that doesn't make sense to do on a Saturday because nobody's at City Hall on Saturday. But, you know, that's a silly thing to quibble over.
But no one told me about this complaint you assume I knew about. Okay, I didn't know about it. Mr. Andrade's made assumptions about what I knew as well. I get it. Y'all have made assumptions. You've made your conclusions. You can do that. You have that right. But that doesn't mean I agree with your conclusions.
No, and I don't care if you agree with my because I'm not going to make an assumption.
Of course, it's also hard to know what the evidence is when the assumptions might be based on the fact that we still don't have full public records disclosure about all the communications between and about Scott Collins, between, you know, council members and or the city clerk. And I'm so just, you know. Anyway, everybody, at least nobody got called fat this time. I mean, so we got that. We got that.
At least
nobody got
that.
Threatened to go out in the parking lot and fight, you know? So, so for the most part.
I was going to say, it sounds like Seville in my olden days.
Relatively tame. but just, and by the way, the reason this matters is not only because it's entertaining and funny and, you know, whatever, and pathetic. I mean, honestly, you know, like the third graders do better than this, is because it's now costing the city of Milton business. Because people who might otherwise invest in the city are like, man, I just don't want to be part of this. You know, get back to me after an election cycle or two. Which, and by the way, you know, not all of the drama is since this last election, but, you know, this last election did not fix the drama. I'll just put it that way. So there's your Milton City Council Melodrama Theater update. Aww. For Friday. Act 3 and scene. 747 on News Radio 92.3. You know, who needs SAG-AFTRA and the Actors Guilds when you've got...
And it's not even AI.
City Council, yeah, and it's not even AI as far as you know. Candy has got traffic on the fives.
This traffic is brought to you by Knock Knock.
Who's there?
Mayor of Milton.
Mayor Milton who?
Shell Road and 4 and J showing... I guess she was just kidding. Okay. Showing an accident, but no roadblock this morning.
Tried to play along.
I know. I'm sorry. Detroit and Mayflower Avenue in Pensacola showing an accident, but no roadblock. We're still showing that vehicle crash on Tomlinson and Broyhill. Still says not a roadblock, but certainly watch your emergency crews on scene. And Marigold Drive in Begonia Place and Hyacinth Drive, which just sounds beautiful, doesn't it? Showing an accident right there at that corner, but no roadblock there either. And if you see an accident or a slowdown, certainly text in your traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Sounds like flowers, smells like congestion. We,
My time to shine, Andrew.
Oh, my God. We
just kidding.
People that may otherwise locate to Milton will not, and that hurts. That's true. Somebody here said, this, man, I'm not alleging anything here, but I am saying that this somehow weirdly seems to me like the kind of thing that if it turned out to be, somebody says on our text line 437-1620, I'm waiting for the secret Milton City Council love affair to come out.
This is like a soap opera.
Yeah,
I know.
Like,
yeah.
You know, the love spurned is the source of all your problems. Oh, man.
They're doing
know.
The best. I appreciate what they do. I couldn't do it.
Look, it's hard to be an elected official. It's hard to put up with silliness. It's extremely hard to be an employee of the city of Milton these days, and that's what burns me the most. I was actually talking about that a little bit the other day with some folks about how what bothers me about all this is it's stressful for the employees who are fabulous employees.
Right, right.
And, you know, if you could just honestly just run a little bit more professional meeting and do business of the city and do it in an organized way, you wouldn't have all of this craziness going on. But you do, and it's having effects, both on personnel, morale, and businesses not coming to the city. I mean, those are real problems. Hey, if you're thinking about selling or buying a home, Christina Leavenworth is a fantastic resource. 230 homes plus 230 sold last year. I mean, almost five a week. That's an incredible amount. And, you know, listen, selling, yes, she can sell your home. She knows what the market's doing in that price range in your location, which might be different from that price range in the same location or that same price in a different location. I mean, like, she knows all of that, okay? And she can really help you with it. Because, look, the market's not a thing. You know, the market at 250, at 400, or 600 might all be very different things, and that's important to know. She can also help you buying a home. If you're, especially if you're buying for the first time, but even if you're buying again, she's just a great resource to have. She'll help tell you, you know, hey, it's worth that. No, it's not worth that. And we can do better over here. She'll help you secure it and walk you through the process, especially if you're a first time buyer, because that can be stressful. I know, because we've done it. Your first time is a little bit like, ah. So 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
Today at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just a reminder, fans, about Die Hard Night coming up here at the stadium. Free admission to anyone who was actually alive the last time the Indians won a pennant.
Euchre, what a national treasure. Yeah, absolutely. 7:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I haven't had a chance to talk to anybody in either the county administration or the city, but this story about how, remember Wes Moreno and Alex Andrade, you know, wrote a letter to John Johnson of Opening Doors, the Continuum of Care. That means they're a homeless services agency, you know, but they are overseeing all of the other agencies. Continuum of Care is like the superintending organization that is supposed to kind of draw together and organize, and so everybody's not individually conflicting with each other by solving the problem that everybody else is solving. Like, it's tried to create some structure. And they sent a letter and said, hey, you know, we're glad to see, you know, that you seem to be interested in having some supervisory board operate, which was a recommendation of Joe Savage when he came to town. You know, that's good. And here are some people that we'd like to see on your board. You know, these are people who've been working in this space for a long time. And the letter back was, yeah, thanks. We don't need your help or advice. we'll do it our own way. You know, some of those people are fine, but there's not enough diversity on that list, and we've got our own people in mind. And I thought, well, that's a little testy for an agency whose, you know, funding comes from, in part, donations, charitable donations. You know, I think we still give to Open Doors in Northwest Florida, and I know historically we have. I know we give a lot to, like, Manna and Loaves and Fishes and, you know, Waterfront. My wife kind of writes the check, so I think we still do, but I don't remember for sure. So it's kind of weird, like, the county and the city have a lot of money involved in all of this and are going to have a lot of money involved in all this, and you're like, no thanks, I don't need your help. Well, okay. My experience has been that some of these politicians don't like to be talked to that way when they're writing the checks. Just saying. 755 News Radio 92.3 Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It looks like Avalon Boulevard clear through Garcon Point Bridge. Traffic on I-10 east and westbound traveling at posted speeds, too. No slowdowns reported in Gulf Breeze Parkway east or westbound. And if you have some traffic tips, text them in if you could. 437-1620. Be careful on the roads. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Maui County is continuing to identify more of the Lahaina wildfire victims, one of them only a 7-year-old boy. That's among the youngest of the victims identified so far. 36 victims' names have been released. 11 more people have reportedly been identified. Their families have not been notified. Amazon and Verizon are reportedly talking with Disney about acquiring stakes in ESPN. Reports say that Amazon's discussions with Disney have been centered on developing a full direct-to-consumer version of ESPN, but the talks are still preliminary. And did you know Kevin Hart's in a wheelchair right now?
I saw that.
Yes.
What, did he try to run 10 feet and get hurt?
Well, apparently 40. He tried to race a former NFL running back.
Yep. Well, you know it's going to be bad. Anytime somebody starts off by saying, well, it's bad. Ladies and gentlemen, the age 40 is real.
He posted a video on Instagram telling his followers that he was the dumbest man alive after he challenged former Patriots running back Stephen Ridley to a 40-year-old dash. Apparently, he tore his lower abdomen and hip muscles trying to race him. So
40 is real.
40 is real. I feel that. I just turned 40 this year. It is real.
Oh, man, wait till you hit 50.
Yeah.
I yawned. Now I have to take aspirin forever.
It's only good things ahead for you, David.
I've already given up.
How'd you break your
arm?
I'm
40. I'm not doing anything anymore. I'm sitting in this chair and typing.
How'd you break your arm? Tried combing my hair. I mean, like, that's just...
That's real.
And that's, you know, anyway.
I mean, 40-yard dash.
You know, it's funny because, you know, I'll do some dumb little thing and I get hurt. And my wife's like, well, did you stretch out first? Because, you know, they all make fun of me. I stretch out before I bowl. I stretch up before I do
disc golf.
I've
seen you stretch before you
see?
Bowl.
Yeah. Well, it's that or pain for a long time,
no,
you know?
Or believe worse. Me, I know.
It's a smart move.
Yeah, thank you. For old people. 757 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Oh, Steven Strasburg is retiring. Those of you who care about baseball, he's been plagued by some injuries, I guess. He hasn't pitched an awful lot since he signed this mega monster deal a couple of years ago. World Series MVP and a dominating pitcher, absolutely dominating in his heyday. But he's decided to leave. What else is going on? Oh, the Fox debate. Did you see the numbers on this?
I did.
12.8 million, not counting online. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just watching on Fox and Fox Business. That's not even counting the streaming. And I know I was watching it on the stream. You know, I wasn't watching it on TV. So, wow, that's amazing. In fact, I think that number is more than the last time Trump was on Fox for a debate. In 2016, not much more, but, you know. Mm-hmm. So the idea that Trump was going to destroy the debate by not being present, no, opposite effect. Users averaging 30 minutes per viewer. That was surprising to me because that means people would tune in, watch for 30 minutes, and then not. I don't get that. To me, if I'm watching it, you know?
I think most people would probably look at the debates and go, oh, my gosh, this is so boring because they're not used to watching debates, you know?
That's fair.
I mean...
Yeah.
I like it, but
I
think
true. Most people are probably not going to sit down for their full 2-hour experience. You know?
So, it was 2 hours?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so no wonder.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you skip the closing comments, which are the least useful, and the opening, too. All right. Hey, 759 on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next hour, we have The Wrap. We're going to have former head of lifeguards out on Pensacola Beach, Bob West, and John Peacock is going to be here.
John Peacock.
We're
going to
have the Transgressors ceremony coming up at 8:20.
Oh,
and Julio Diaz. We'll talk about movies with him coming. So lots of stuff on the agenda coming up next. Stick around. And maybe a little bit of news.
Oh,
sort of sprinkled in and about all the other stuff.